This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The International Energy Agency says electric vehicles accounted for 8% of all car sales in this country last year. The Biden administration wants that share to be higher, much higher. And to that end, in the Inflation Reduction Act, made provisions for a $7,500 tax credit if you buy an EV. Terms and conditions, of course, apply. The news is that the Internal Revenue Service says you can get that credit up front now at the point of sale, if you will, instead of having to wait till you file your taxes. That becomes effective in January. It is, indeed, behavioral economics at work, as Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall explains.
American consumers have two priorities when they're in the market for a new vehicle, says Stephanie Brinley with S&P Global Mobility. They like it to be simple.
And they have a tendency to focus on monthly payment rather than the overall purchase price.
Brinley says the instant rebate addresses both of those things. It's simpler, and because buyers have to borrow thousands less,
it can immediately affect your monthly payment price.
Upfront incentives like this have a proven track record. UC Davis economist Eric Mueliger has compared instant sales tax waivers with tax credits that were worth more but came later.
The sales tax waivers had a much larger impact on hybrid vehicle adoption. They were very easy to claim, and they occurred at the time of purchase.
In St. Petersburg, Florida, Greg Solaire has roughly 30 Chevy Bolts on the lot at his dealership. He expects this program will help move them.
You got to wait a long time to get that tax refund, and being able to get it right up front, it's going to make it a lot more palatable for a lot of customers.
EVs will be even more affordable in states with incentives of their own, like Colorado. That's where Clay Stranger works for RMI, a clean energy think tank.
With $7,500 federal incentive combined with a $5,000 state incentive, we're looking at close to $13,000 of available tax credit, which really can help pull that cost premium of new electric vehicles down.
But it's not just costs that have consumers wary of EVs. Darren Whitehurst with the Texas Automobile Dealers Association says charging infrastructure isn't there yet, especially in rural areas.
If you live in Pecos, Texas, you're not going to buy an EV because you can't get to Odessa and back on a charge if you're running your air conditioner.
He says in Texas, he doubts how much this federal program will shift consumer demand. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.